music.
Radio Redux. Rock classic.
And songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. Here I go again. Though I keep searching for.
Together now.
Yeah!
Hey guys, Sergeant GK here. Welcome to another episode of Radio Relax Live. Rolling the R's, you see. Rolling the R's. Arrrr. Oh, wow. Yeah, so hi to everyone who's stuck around. And we had some problems again. And B-Man has again ridden in on a white little yappy dog. And has waved his magic wand and gone Alakazam! And thus SSR started working again, and we had a sort of delayed tea time. An excellent tea time, I thought. Excellent tea time. It was a fantastic show, and that leads us nicely on to who's in the IRC doing the traditional bottom to top. Xfox Prower, Vijay's Cooking, Turbo, The Psy, Kogan, Tails, T-Bird, who's not an SSR anymore, despite what he wants to believe, Steve Spiegel, Wizard's Box, Sotir, Sonox, SMX is away, Shades, Ringtailed Fox, Spox just left, actually, so that's, Spox fails. As I was saying, Shades, Ringtailed Fox, Resident SD, who's presumably some kind of flashcard, Staff, Logocars, Logan A, Cat and their part, and is takes Cat and their part takes the best white card and wraps it in his special breadcrumbs to present you with the best dish on the seven seas. And then we've got our god, this is B-Man, some geezer, LSNK, Chris and Joshua. Hello to all of you. And I have a birthday to Violet, whose birthday is today. As T-Bird changes his IRC to T-Bird not on SSR. I must admit, I read that as Norton at the moment, because I've been playing Sonic Chronicles for the best part of the week. On and off, and there is a Norton in that at one point, and you have to find him. I won't tell you what Norton is, but I've been enjoying Chronicles immensely, and the dialogue is really, really good. Eggman manages to quote Star Wars, or at least parody a Star Wars line at one point, which is very deliberate. BioWare is such fun with this, you can tell. And if you were hoping for a very smart Big the Cat, I'm afraid you're wrong. Just to show you how dumb Big the Cat is, at one point following an incident, let's say, he, when asked if anyone's okay, Big the Cat complains that his eyes must be broken because it's all dark, then he realises that he's actually got them closed. Yep. He's got some really interesting powers, you'll find, Big. Some really, really peculiar ones. Yes, OMG spoilers. I'm just giving you hints. But it's all very, very, very good. And I'm up to about chapter 7? Yeah, I think I'm on chapter 7 now. But yes, so Big's still stupid, Big's got weird powers, and Eggman quotes Star Wars. Those are the top three things from Chronicles. No, it's not top three things from Chronicles so far. But there's some weirdness. I've pretty much I've got quite a few members of the party now. I think I might have all the members of the party. Trying to think about that. I think I might have, might not. Who knows? Right. You were listening to, previously, first of all you had Muse, Hyper Music, which is from the excellent album Origin of Symmetry, and after that we had Whitesnake with Here I Go Again, on my own, and then T-Bird complained that it wasn't the 1987 version, so we then sort of seeped into Here I Go Again 87. I'm not going to talk much about Sonic today. Sonic can go kiss my ass. In fact, all that stuff just can just go bzzz. And I'm just going to play bits of music today for as long as I feel like it. Why not? I haven't done one of these before. One of these just I'll go hang. So yes, Mysterious. So going through the news, Mysterious image on blog Nick Woohoo. A new Rex comic went up just about sort of 2 o'clock ish, and there's some other stuff as well. You can ask me questions if you like on PM, and I may take notice of them or I might not. You can ask for any kind of music, or you continue talking about football in the IRC if you so wish. I've got some various things here, but yeah, just any sort of music at all. If I've got it on the computer, I might well play it, because I'm on the PC as opposed to the Sega Lappy, for no reason other than all my music, a lot more of my music was on here than the Lappy, and I couldn't get them working properly. So, shall we have some more music? Because, you know, stuff, music, woo. Bum 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 bum. Oh, I know what we can have. We'll have some weirdness coming up. We're going to have... They were a sort of mixy-mashy group, and I think they only had one album. If you've seen the Sia ad, I'm not sure if that's their music, but it's the definite same thing. The most recent Sia ad, these people are mad. This is the sort of similarest thing. So unless anyone has any requests, they're going to start to, you know, hand them over. I'm just going to play sort of random music and spout random nonsense, which is what I normally do, really. It's going to be a lot less Sonic today. So yeah, so coming up is the Avalanches with Frontier Psychiatrist, and let's go.
Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Rannigazoo, let's have it too. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets and the Indians
and what frontier psychiatrist?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls.
Yeah, and rectangles.
To an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
Fantastic robotics.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend.
The violin.
Frontier Psychiatrist.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I wanna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a tune. And when I count three,
that boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Eggman! That's what I am, I am the Eggman!
master plan.
Yeah, that was Earthheart's request, which was T-Bird from Rex Factor last year, in fact, which was I Am the T-Bird, which was very good indeed. Everything T does is good. Well, most things. It's at this point that he chimes in, saying, "No, I'm not very good at this, but he is the man. He is the man with the hat. The hat is his power. If we steal the hat, he won't have the power, and we will have the power. The power to do all!" Or something to that effect. So yes, those were the two songs we just had. And I've no idea what we're going to play next. T mentioned Def Leppard earlier. If you'd like to suggest a song, I'll play it. So I'm just a bit sort of like today. There's nothing sort of food wise in the house. I've not eaten anything. There's, you know, what's going on TV. I'm just sort of did a load of paperwork really late last night, so it's just like, oh, I don't care. So, what's been going on in the community? Stuff, presumably. And I'm just not with it today, so I've got no news. I've got nothing to talk about. Really has been cooking for ages. I wonder what he's cooking. Can you smell what the jury's cooking? In all seriousness, though, he has been cooking for ages. Is he doing some kind of small feast? Who knows? T-Bird says animal or rocket. I have no Herbie Hancock, as far as I'm aware, sadly. So, on the basis that animal's 3 seconds shorter, we'll have that. And then we're going to have go from Def to Led. I'm going to have some Led Zepp. Zeppelin. And we're going to have that for that, I think. Thank you very much. And then now we'll split that up, actually. And no, that's far too long. Sorry, I'm just choosing tracks here like a lazy so-so. SMX has reappeared! Yay! Hello, SMX. The IRC is dead. Oh no, only Earthheart. Earthheart says, have a guest on the show and ramble. That'd be all very well, but it wouldn't pick it up. I do not have the wondrous cross sound cards, Ujima flipness, in order to get things, you know, groovy and working. So that wouldn't work. I would love to have somebody on there. T-Bird says, I want Herbie Hancock. I don't know about your sexual preferences. I know what I'm going to do. Before we get on to Animal, let's go through the questions in the IRC. Not in the IRC, because there's no question in the IRC. And we'll go on the Inferior Online message boards, something Richard Meshforge, and Q Q&A questions, here we go. SMX, I see, who's just appeared. This is rather handy. If you were pulled in the cave and was challenged to a battle between a wizard and a monster, which would it be? Would you take a potato chip and eat it? And will insomnia help you in any way? If I were pulled in the cave, that sounds very uncomfortable, not something I'm particularly comfortable with, and don't particularly know what that would entail. I'm sure there's a definite euphemism there for something or the other, and I don't particularly want to know. Is the answer. Would I take a potato chip and eat it? I'd take a crisp and eat it. And will insomnia help you in any way? Well, it hasn't to date, so, you know, who knows. Umiuri says, she says that she wishes she could take a potato chip and eat it. I don't know why would that be, you know. Are you that incapable of doing, just not going to ask. She'll probably never hear the answer anyway, apparently. If I was forced to play all my video games in another language, audio and text, which language would it be? I mean, it'd be easy to say Japanese, because I'd like to love to do it in sort of Spanish, because it'd be like some sort of badly dubbed soap opera. I think I saw a scene from Battle, SA2 Battle, with it in Spanish. Or as a trailer or something, and it was Shadow and Sonic having an argument in Spanish. And it was just hilarious, because I think Shadow's voice was just like, it sounded more like a Japanese voice than it did a Spanish voice. Curious. Drawing of Sonic Fan says, regarding the forthcoming projects list, this is on Sonic Rex, obviously, how can apple pie be badass? Is it wearing a black trench coat and storing two Uzis in its filling? Yes it is. SMX says, I've listened to 104. It's nice to see you think so highly of me, Sarcasm. Anyway, any suggestions on a noob podcaster? Earthheart's a pretty noob podcaster. I don't know. I'm joking. I don't know. Simple as that. Don't know. SMX goes to ask about if Jimmy cracked corn, but never mind. Also, I get to answer a question, don't I? I get to answer something. Nobody's answered this actually this time around, but RJK, have you seen Indiana Jones 4 yet? Yes, I have. No, you can stop bloody asking about it. Yes, I saw it. Yes, I thought it was actually mildly good compared to what other people thought. Yes, I'd probably watch it again. Now, you can never ask me whether or not I watched Indiana Jones 4 again. How many weeks has that gone on? Too many. Sigh. Next question is SX7. Whatever happened to Demex and Sonic Style? Demex is very busy at the moment, Sonic Style's still there. Am I a fan of Metallica? Yes. Have you listened to their new album, Death Magnetic? Yes, I was able to hear it because T-Bird played some tracks earlier on Tea Time, and it sounds freaking excellent. Who would win the fight to the death between Solid Snake and Captain Price? I have no idea who Captain Price is, so there we go. I have no interest. I have no interest in Metal Gear Solid, so. Solid Snake would lose in a fight against Fisher Price, because he'd choke on the small bricks, and you know. If I had possession of an Aperture Science handheld portal device, what things would you do with it? What things wouldn't I do with it? How would I prepare for a zombie apocalypse? Hmm. I would prepare for a zombie apocalypse by creating some kind of zombie mutagen that turns everyone into zombies, so it starts the apocalypse. And then I can rule the zombies as the king of the zombies. Which my headquarters would just be this massive tower with a throne on top, and shotguns in the arms of the throne. So it's like any time any zombie came towards me and wasn't appropriately obedient, I could just go, "You have disappointed me, zombie." Zombie would go, "Rrr, rrr, rrr." And it'd go, and its head would go, and then to be caught by the updrafts and go. And I'd get a tennis racket, I'd get a cricket bat and go, and go, and I'd get a six. If Nintendo's mascot is Mario, who is the mascot of Microsoft and Sony? The mascot of Microsoft is probably Master Chief, I would have thought. And the mascot of Sony is a banker looking at an empty vault and curled up in a ball crying. SMX also asks, I suppose this was a Magnificent Seven actually, do you play any musical instruments? I play the hands. I was one of those poor kids who was thrust into, you got to learn an instrument when you were like six. It's like, here's a recorder, now be a maestro. Actually, do you know anyone who's do you know any kind of maestro of the recorder? Anyone, seriously, anyone who has kept playing the recorder past the age of 11? It is the most pointless instrument in the world, the recorder. People still play triangles when they get older. There was always triangles in a band or something, or in an orchestra. There is never a recorder. And can you get an electric? Can you get an electric recorder? Would you want an electric recorder? You answer that question, SX7. Yeah. Jay Friv asks, what would you do with a potato chip? I don't care. I'll give it back to you and say no thanks to that flavour. Right. That's those out of the way. It's time for more music, because more music equals win. Or something to that effect. Yeah. So coming up next, we've got some Def Leppard with Animal. Then we're going to have some Jean Valjean, actually, with Je Me Souviens, which is a track from the Metamorphosis album, which I'm very fond of. And then we're going to have Led Zeppelin with Immigrant Song. Come from the land of the ice and snow, etc. You're listening to Radio Redux, where, I don't know, something happens if you scratch in the right place. Catch you in a bit. Sorry to interrupt, sorry, whoa, Winamp, whoa. T-Bird has changed his mind. T-Bird has changed his mind on his request. So that will be coming up now instead. This has been Radio Redux, interrupting your music for the past 2 minutes.
I don't show up, don't criticize. I'm just living by my own feelings, and I won't give in, won't compromise, cause I only have a steadfast heart of gold. I don't know why I can't leave though with my future, but I ain't out of control, just living by my words. Don't ask me why, I don't need a reason. I got my way, my own way. It doesn't matter now what happens. I will never give up the fight. Long as the voice inside drives me to run and fight. It doesn't matter who is wrong and who is right. Well, I don't look back, I don't need to. Time won't wait and I've got so much to do. Where do I stop now? It's all blur, it's so unclear. Well, I don't know, but I can't be wrong. It doesn't matter now what happens. I will never give up the fight. Long as the voice inside tells me keep running fast. Place all your bets on the one you think is right. Oh, it doesn't matter now what happens. I'll never give up the fight. Long as the voice inside tells me keep running fast. It doesn't matter who is wrong and who is right.
What's that, Teletubbies? Again, you say? Oh, well, if you insist.
I don't show up, don't criticize. I'm just living by my own feelings, and I won't give in, won't compromise, cause I...
Okay. Yeah, okay. I think Earthout's learned his lesson now, T. Okay. Right, so going back on, this is Jimmy Suvian from Jean-Michel Jarre, who is not a fraud.
Thank you. adesso via.
And there we go. So, that was various things, including Earthheart's version of Psych's Theme, and we had Jean-Michel Jarre, Je Me Souviens, and we had Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song. I've actually got another question come in. A couple of questions, actually. Joe Forever asks, what was the result on today's experiment? Well, the results on today's experiment was... failed. So, FastFit also asks via Joe Forever, just really how good is Chronicles for Sonic RPG? FastFit will be actually getting a copy of it moderately soon anyway, so I don't know what he's... But, I don't know why he's asking me. But yeah, it's pretty damn good. I'm enjoying it immensely. There's times when you're just like, ah! But that's because you're not doing the right tactics, as I discovered. You're not doing that, and when you get the right tactics, it's, oh, that's why they're doing that. You'll find that POW moves are incredibly valuable, and the way you do them as well, and who you're having your party is very. He's very specific that there'll be certain characters that work a lot better against characters even just with general attacks than others will, for instance. And you normally find there will be one move that's really, really powerful for people. There's one move that's really, really powerful for Knuckles, which you'll find that is incredibly useful. There is one move which is very, very, very powerful for Shadow. But you have to be lucky. So, as the ARC said anything, the sire has left. Vidya asks for a track, and that is now cued. In fact, it's going to be the second track on the next music break. Because. And the sire's come back! Yes, that's what I see. Come back to me, my children. Come and worship at my feet. Or something like that. Blake Draco just appeared on MSN. Hello, Blake Draco. Why aren't you listening? Why aren't you listening to my show? I will berate you. Why aren't you listening to my show? It's so entertaining. In our art, asked me to read the above, but the above isn't there anymore. Oh, but, oh yes, but if I remember correctly, it's, Captain Earthheart, knows, somebody who plays Grade 8 recorder, and you can get electric recorders, apparently, as well. Blake Draco says that he is, and that he's a bitch. Fine. Everyone in the IRC notes that Blake Draco is a bitch, apparently. Or is a biatch, I should say. I know this goes out about 20 seconds after I say it, so very nice, very interesting, actually. Blake Draco... Oh, somebody's listening to my show, Blake Draco. Why are you listening to Placebo Pure Morning? That is actually quite ironic, bearing in mind that that's actually my next song is coming on anyway. Oh well. What's going on? Yes, SMX is right. He's the one who writes the notes. He owes me notes now. He owes me notes for Live 04, Live 05, and he will owe me notes for Radio Redux 306 when it goes up. That's the recorded, the main recorded show. So, anyone got a topic that they'd like to discuss in the ARC? One that's not Newcastle Football Club? Joe Forever's listening in as well, actually. I am told on the grapevine, but the IRC program hates him. Winamp's picking up the next track that I'm about to play. I'm told. Okay. There's an easy way to test this, of course, because I can just go like this. And it should do something. but it's not. Huh. That's pretty crazy then. SMX wants to talk about Rex Factor. No, not Rex Factor. Discuss merch. Okay, Earth Art says discuss merch. Okay. T-Bird is pricked up. Hey. I can tell you that merchandise wise, I know people have been saying, Sonic Chronicles, whatever. There's going to be something going out and about for Sonic Chronicles and a competition on the blog, Nick, at least, to win some Sonic Chronicles fiddly doodahs. By fiddly doodahs, of course, I mean I believe we have some packs of styluses, or should that be styli, or something? Maybe it should be sheep. But anyway, we've got some of those. And there's a pink one, which has got a sort of Amy phone tag type thing on the end of it. There is a blue one, which has a Sonic type tag on the end of it. And there is a red one, which has an Eggman tag on the end of it. And I'm going to be giving some of those out at some point, and squirreling some away in case we ever do, you know, some kind of big gathering that involved lots and lots of Sonic fans, if we ever did one of those. That's an idea. Perhaps we should do one of those at some point. No one's done one of those before. But yeah, there's going to be some competitions and stuff, and some lucky people will be getting them anyway, because I might give it to them as some kind of present. Or just randomly. I might literally just pick out some people randomly who have commented on one of the blogs. Maybe the Is It Sonic City What The Hell Is It blog. I'm going to just pick somebody random out of there and go, congratulations, I'm going to give you something. Or I might do that on the Facebook group, actually. Funnily enough, we've got the Sonic Facebook group that hopefully you'd have signed up to. There was 52,000 people the last time I checked. But I might do that. I might actually just give something away randomly. I had an idea for the... I knew it. As soon as merchandise mentioned, T's gone, what? Hey, whoop, whoop. What? SMX asks if he can borrow Charmy.
Charmy's not here right now. Please leave a message after the tone.
Earthheart mentions that I haven't sent him anything because I don't know his address. That's very, very true. Echohawk is back from somewhere or the other, so hopefully she'll listen in very shortly as well and have some kind of intrigue. Yes, Earthheart, you need to send me your address for various things. But yes, Earth Unleashed. Oh, there's a cracker for Unleashed. We've got some kind of... I think there's a T-shirt. Oh, there's a T-shirt for Chronicles as well, which I believe is going to be... Do you remember the Envision the Sonic Riders T-shirt at all? The blue one with the like the outline in blue, red. There's going to be like one in that style for Chronicles, I think. Not quite sure. I haven't seen it myself yet, but there's going to be some of those as well. Unleashed, definitely, there's a T-shirt. If you remember Sonic, I think there's some kind of Sonic channel. Do you remember the hand-drawn stuff? I think there's a sort of a Werehog version in sort of like Sonic channel style I've seen floating about the place, maybe. I've seen some drawing of the Werehog, which looks far too professional to be to not be official in some way. And I think there's T-shirts based on that. There is something else as well that I need to find out how many I can get, because it. If it's what I think it is, it's genius, and yeah, I want hundreds of those so I can give them out to people. Or let people win them, etc. Right, it's time for us to have this music break. Blake Draco's also been waiting for Pure Mording to start for the best part of the evening, so we'll have that on next. And then we've got Vijay's request, and then we've got T-Bird wants his Oxygen 4 as opposed to Jimmy Suvian, so we've got that as well coming up. Any of you got any more requests, please send them to me. If they're good, they're very likely to be played. Simple as that. I'm Archer NGK. You're still listening to Radio Redux, which is Redux Live, which is going on until I feel like it. Because, wahey, I'm crazy.
Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. My Japanese is better, and when she's pressed she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling.
Redux.
Hello, and welcome to the Enrichment Center. Hello, and welcome to the Enrichment Center. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, and we are now ready to begin the test proper. The device has been modified. The device has been modified. Well, you found me. Congratulations. Was it worth it? The only thing you've managed to break so far is my heart. This isn't brave. It's murder. What did I ever do to you? You don't even care, do you? Please proceed into Android Hell. Android Hell. Radio storage cube destroyed. Radio storage cube destroyed. Radio storage cube destroyed. Thank you for participating in this Aperture Science computer-aided enrichment activity. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you still there?
Radio Redux. Listener Quest.
Radio Redux.
Hey there, so that was those tracks. People are saying you've got the Bill Bailey now, Meatloaf, and all sorts, and why the hell not, frankly? Why the hell not? Anyone else in the RC have any ideas? Spinball Wizards there. Spinball, do you have anything you particularly like? Or anyone who doesn't normally ask for anything? But we will have some Bill Bailey. Tell us to put on one of your favourites. Okay, I'll put on Earth Art's version of Sonic's main theme then from. No? So he says Rick Astley. Oh dear. Perhaps not. Nobody's got any idea. Echo or Blake? Echo and Blake, do you have, because they're not around. Echo and Blake, do you have anything at all that you want to say? We'll say or see. Let's get rid of that Radio Redux jingle from Winamp because it's annoying me. Do you have anything you'd quite like to, you know, quite like to see, say, do, you know, in terms of music, anyone at all? There's a whole please play Rick Astley movement growing. Well, very, very, very slowly. There's a pro Rick Astley and a pro Bill Bailey group. And presumably they're going to meet in the middle of the RC and have a massive fight, a big rumble, big old school nails and elbows and bricks. That's what we want. Come on. Go on, go at it. Someone do something. Someone start off a fight. Go on. Fight. Oh, his SD started a Rick. Started a Rick chant. Oh, that's the end of him. So, I'm just seeing what I could possibly play, to be honest. Because there's all sorts I could do. I know what we can do. We'll just pick some random crap while people calm down, SOTI, calm down. Everyone wants Rick Astley, so Rick Astley you will have, I suppose. And then we're going to have some Siva. Rick Astley followed by Siva. Followed by Bill Bailey. Not Bill Bailey, Bill Bailey. In fact, that'll do nicely, I think. So we got these three tracks, and and then stuff. I haven't any more questions or anything, so if you have any questions for me, you know, drop a line on the IRC, drop a line on MSN. Although saying that, I'm pretty certain I had some. Oh yeah, I do actually have some at the RadioRedux@sonicrex.com email. So I'm not sure if you want to drop a line there at all, but if you run the IRC, it'd probably be a lot easier if you do it that way. Okay, so we've got tracks coming out now. I'm Star Trek NGK, and you've just been Rickrolled, mofo. You've been Rickrolled because I'm not playing the track. Ha! Ha!
stop the destruction of the planet. We need trees, not factories. Otherwise, the creatures of this earth will take back what is rightfully theirs. You know of whom I speak. They are listening. They have ears. Some of them have ears on their knees. They will rise up and reclaim this world. They will take us and they'll make us human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. The locust squats upon the leaf. He's just biding his time. The human world that he surveys, he thinks one day all this will be mine. The spiders are not insects, but in a war they will side with the insects. Traitors, traitors, spider traitors, they'll betray us. And they'll make us human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Where do we all go wrong? Insects used to be our brothers. Along came pesticide, and on that day our friendship died. And pouring boiling water down ants' nests couldn't have helped. We have betrayed the trust of the bee and the locust. Out there are some angry bugs and too many salted slugs. When will the madness end? We can find, if we look inside, a different world we thought we'd lost. But if we look, we're sure to find it in the place we thought it was. It must be here, it's here somewhere. I only put it down just now. A kinder world that's not unkind. But if we look, we're sure to find it. There it is, no, that's not it. Just behind it, next one down. Keep going, behind the Pringles. Next one down, shelf, next one shelf down. That's right. Then I know that I'll be free, 'cause I'll have found the insect in me. The insect in me. What about the worms? They're eyeing up your car, yeah. How could a worm drive a car, you say? Two on the pedals, two on the wheel, one on the A to Z. It could happen! What about the crabs? Forgot about them. Sideways Quislings! They will take us and they'll make us human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation. Oh, human slaves in an insect nation.
Right, the playlist is now officially, right, officially, locked. There's going to be no more additions to the playlist I have just set up, so you've got six more songs to listen to tonight. So this will probably take me through to just gone, well, with questions and stuff, you're looking at 9:45 UK time. So officially 9:45. Risen SC says that's the most insane song he's ever heard. Oh, wait till the one that's coming up. And oops, I actually need to cue that. It's not often my dad introduces me to something that is actually just like craziness. Next one up, we've got a bit. We've got a double 80s. At least I think they're both 80s. Session. And yeah, I did have some more questions somewhere. That wasn't a question. Oh yes, T-Bird asks, what was the mentioned merchandise I mentioned before? Chronicles stars his T-shirt, Unleashed T-shirt, something else. Yes, why'd you miss Bill Bailey? You can't have any more. Stop, T-Birds, stop. There are no more. I would actually like, you know, to get some sense of the weekend in the last 3 hours or 2 hours it'll be. Because I've got so much work to do tomorrow, as Martin the Fat Ninja is off in Cairo, I believe, talking to camels and riding on pyramids. T-Bird asks if I can send him all of the above. You get what I give you. If you have MSN open and you're listening, you'll know that the next track is going to be from the Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra, because I think that's a freaking ace song. And after that's going to be, for some reason, Cat and Her Heart. Once Spandau Ballet and Gold. Why not? Why the heck not? Those come up after this particular question from Smith & X, actually, from way back. Number one, can I borrow the Chaotix for my podcast, Random Radio? If you can do the Chaotix, they're completely yours. I do not own the Chaotix. And the question two is, what would Kirby get from you when he swallows you? Rabies. Obviously. So, we've got those coming up. These tracks coming up for you now. And enjoy the 80s groove. Yeah. Etc.
Round and round sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold heart, always believe in your soul.
Whilst I was busy talking about various things, we had a question come through in the IRC, which is from Nathan Speed. Hello, Nathan. And among other things, like, what do you do for the game anyways, it asks, why isn't AEK in Sonic Chronicles credit roll? If you've seen my status on SSMB, it's sort of like AEK's in the Sonic Chronicles credits, grr. Well, normally I am. There was a time when it wasn't for we weren't, the community team wasn't in there. But considering what the community must put up with on some occasions, we should be in there, because everyone else is in there. I mean, the testers are in there, and, you know, European global market people who have got really had nothing to do with it are in there, and yet people who actually have a heck of a lot to do with it do. So what do I do? What have I done for Chronicles? Well, the Race to Name contest, that was my idea. So that was kind of big. We consulted on several things related to the game. I can't go into. And I'm essentially sort of e-marketing some instances of that. There's the website, going through that, all sorts. As I can only sum it up in, as Earthheart says, which is, oh, he did a heck of a lot more than that. So yes, the story at the moment is that I was on the credits, in that I we're talking about months ago, I saw the document. It was accidentally sent to me, because it was supposed to be someone else to make sure that they were on it, and I was on the credits. I just literally checked up and looked, and there I was, online community manager. Can't believe it. Somewhere between then and now, somebody took me off. So that's interesting as to who that was. Not too pleased about it, I must say. But anyway, I did a lot. Of course, a lot of the reviews that you will see online will be through me sending out copies, and there'll be competitions and stuff online. That's all me, and telling you all this information here. That's all me as well. I'm the only person who really works 7 days a week, because obviously all the Sonic stuff I do here, it's sort of backing up the Sonic stuff I do at work. So I work at Sega on Sonic, and then I come home and I work on Sonic, and I sleep, and then I wake up, and there's Sonic. It's just Sonic, 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 Sonic. Ha! Sonic. Aho. So yes, so I'm busy eating the only quick edible food that I found in the flat, which is a pack of McCoy, assorted McCoys. I'm not quite sure I like the date on them, but there's nothing else. There's lots of beat get. There's a lot of stuff that people don't see, that I do. And of course, I'm busy in meeting the stuff, and I'm rallying people and getting to do stuff for you guys and say, look these fantastic people. They deserve more. Deserve more, more, more. And they sort of go, well, we'll see. Coming up next, it's, you thought the Bill Bailey one was odd. I'm pretty certain you probably won't have heard this next one. So, we're going to have Judge Dredd with Big 7, and then after that we're going to have Awesome Alter Bridge, and then we're also going to have, because we have three songs in a row, we're going to have from the Overcooked Remix, Final Fantasy VII Remix. We're going to have One Winged Angel. So those three tracks. Come up for you now.
All right. Get ready. You're in heaven when you hear Big 7. Hey, hey, diddy-dum-day, I, tried it once, but it wouldn't work out. Was the pussy cat Jackfire? Hey, I did it on day. I did it on day. I Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get the poor doggy a bone. But when she bent down, the dog came around and he gave her a bone of his own. Hey, I did it on day. I Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jumps over a candlestick. Silly boy, he should have jumped higher. Goodness gracious, great on fire. Hey, hey, did it on day. I Hey, hey, did it on day. I Judge Dredd lay on a double bed with a girl performing great. He said, would you like big seven again? She said, no, but I love big eight. Eight, eight, did it on day. Did it on day. Did it on day.
Right. So, back we be, and I've got the last two questions. Anything else? Nobody's really got any more questions. That's good, because I want to stop now. I've got one more track, and I've got a couple of questions first. Tyson Ice Wolf says, I visit your site regularly, have every last comic, even Sailor Gem, my PSP, and grab the RSS off Ready for That Comic too. One day when reading comic number 56, Objection, so hilarious, ads in brackets, I wondered, how did you get into Sonic? I'd love input on this. Yeah, I think I've said this, this is a frequently asked question, in that, you know, I got in, well, not into Sonic, but I got into the whole web thing due to the Sonic Site Awards of 2000 and blah, might have been 3 or something, and the winner of the Sprite Comic Award not being that good. And I was sort of like, how the heck is this one? And he said, oh, I can do better than that. So I thought, okay, you'll prove to yourself that you can do better than that. And I've sort of set myself a bit of a goal that I wanted to be in the SSA within 2 years and win the Sprite Comic Award within 3, and then win the entirety of it within 4. And in the end, I actually sort of outdid myself a bit, and it's all came together rather quickly. And so my first sort of real experience with Sonic, well, obviously I played the old games. The first Sonic game that was really mine would have been Sonic 2. Actually, wouldn't Sonic 2 and Triple Trouble on the Game Gear at the same time? But obviously Sonic 2 went by the wayside because it's rubbish on the Game Gear. Sorry, I think it's rubbish. It's my opinion. And so I hope that answers your question. Well, at least that answers it to a satisfactory conclusion. Brian J. Berger says, hi, okay, I'm working on a Mario and Sonic fan game which accumulates in the first 4 Disney theme parks. Anyway, I made Halloween sprite for Knuckles based off your avatar in Sonic Rex, so you're based off Evangelist, did you, I see. I am sending you a sprite of what I did. By the way, how long have you known Sven? I've known Sven since about October 2006, IRL. And he said, sorry if there might not be a sprite, I'm trying my best. Yeah, you didn't actually attach anything there, unfortunately, Brian. Brian says that my show rocks, so therefore Brian equals win. And that's the end of the questions, kiddies. Woo-ha. Nathan Speed says, asks if he can replace me. And no, frankly. And Steve asks if he can replace Yuji Yuji Yuikawa. And you can replace Puny Puny Poemi if you want. And that's that. I've had enough. I've enjoyed this a lot, and this doing all this music, but I'm tired and I don't want to go to bed, frankly. So, although saying that, I have some other stuff to do beforehand. Yeah. But yeah, Sprite Comic today, podcast today, tidying up today, paperwork today, other stuff today. Anyway, thank you for listening in. Hopefully you'll come back next week. It'll be a sort of normal Radio Redux live show, and everything will be well and okay, and you know, there'll be puppies running around all over the place, wearing Daisy and Dandelion necklaces, and everyone will be happy and everyone will love each other. And you know, craziness. This is about just about to hit 2 hours, so that you could put stop. So thank you for listening. I've been Archie NGK. This has been Radio VX Live, and I will see you next time. Bye you next week. Bye bye for now. Before I go, next song coming up to play us out is AFI and a live version of Miss Murder. See you next week.
Good night.